Thanks for being with us today. So are you ready to go to the theater, everybody?
Oh, yes. I am ready for a movie-going experience.
Yes, well, let's take the afternoon off, Doris.
Well, Saturday you don't have to work. Remember
that's
that?
Right.
Yes, so we can. But, you know, you have to put a little extra money in your purse because it costs more.
Right.
But it'll be worth it, don't you think?
Oh, I'd love this experience here in Asia. I really would.
Well, now, the article that we're talking about in our Advance magazine started on page 10, but today we're going to do, page 11 and 12. So I hope you've got your magazines ready, or if you have your mobile website, you can just put it on for Advance. Listen in now as we start. So what did we talk about yesterday, Lois?
Well, we talked about a new movie theater or movie cinema experience that many of us have probably not tried yet. And it said we were going to a whole new level of movie going, and it's really spectacular.
Well, don't you think that pampers people a little bit?
Oh, yes. This sort of movie-going experience with all the fine food and privacy really pampers, and it's great for going out and wining and dining someone special.
Well, you know, sometimes if you've been working hard all week, or maybe the wife has been home taking care of the kids and she needs a little break, it's kind of nice to go out and get pampered sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And to feel like you're worth $1 million.
Right. And it's fun to enjoy the movie by not just eating popcorn.
Right. And, you know, it's something I often like to do on a Friday evening. Either my husband and I do it, or sometimes if he's out of town working, I just do it on a Friday evening myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this can be very nice to just go out wining and dining in the movie theater. Now, you don't think about that usually, but can you eat good food in these theaters?
Oh, some of them are spectacular. Some of them have been influenced by top-notch chefs or top-level chefs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the one I went to in Taipei, right near the Miramar there, they have this one, and they have a restaurant there. And you can go there, you can eat at the restaurant if you get there early. Or you can go there and eat part of it and have your dessert sent into where you're sitting down in the theater.
That sounds lovely.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that sounds amazing. I'm really looking forward to trying this out.
So we're going to find out more about these theaters. They needed to take them to the next level. Why are they doing this in movie theaters, Joe?
So they need to take it to the next level because they're just trying to survive. They're competing with our homes where we can just watch cheap movies on our computers or flat-screen televisions, and they're just trying to fight against declining sales.
Well, you know, everybody's doing that nowadays. Like, even magazines are trying to be innovative because everybody's doing things on the web and the mobile. And so everybody has to try to be innovative. And so if you can think of any ways to help us be innovative, just let us know, because we're all working at it.
That's
but,
right.
You know, we need to take things to the next level to interest people today, don't we, Lois?
We do, because there is a lot of, we would say, a lot of competition out there.
Mm-hmm.
And people have varied interests nowadays, too. So what might have held their attention even maybe 6 months ago doesn't anymore. So we really do have to be innovative, Doris. You are correct.
So let's find out more about what they're doing in the theaters. I thought that was pretty interesting yesterday. And we learned some very good words. And one thing about the seats, yeah, they're big, and you can have virtual reality, and you can eat good food. Oh, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I also appreciate in this article on page 10, 11, and 12, all the pictures we're giving our readers, and they really help you understand this article better.
Right.
Right.
Because for me, I'm not used to those sort of fancy movie-going experiences, so having the image tells me a little bit more about what it's really like.
So I hope you all have your magazine, or you can see the photos here, because they're showing some of these beautiful auditoriums, and we're going to talk about them today. So we're going to start on page 11, where it says, Bigger and Better. Let's just finish page 11 first.
Bigger and better. The biggest theater chains are rolling out their own premium, large format auditoriums for a more grandiose experience. Cinemark, 2 years ago, unveiled its revamped Playa Vista location, which includes a 450-seat auditorium known as XD, with a giant 70-foot wide screen and a sound system that has more than 60-plus speakers. Meanwhile, Belgian projector company Barco has been trying to promote its Barco Escape, an immersive three-screen format that surrounds the audience, though few movies have been designed for the experience.
Well, bigger and better sounds good. Sometimes things that are bigger not always better, but in this case, I think that they are.
Right. Sometimes when we say bigger isn't always better, but in this case what we have are grandiose, amazing, wonderful experiences that are being put together by cinema companies.
True, and the people that build them, they're trying to build them differently. What does it tell us about these big theater chains like Cinemark and all these other ones that build, you go to theaters and you'll see it's built by that company. What does it tell us about that?
Well, it's interesting with Cinemark. They tell us 2 years ago unveiled its revamped Playa Vista location, which includes a 450-seat auditorium known as XD with a giant 70-foot-wide screen and a sound system that has more than 60-plus speakers.
Could you imagine the level of noise?
I can't imagine.
I was just trying to picture 12.
Scary. You know, sometimes it's too much, you know. But Cinemark did try to do this. They revamped. That means they redid them. They kind of went over them and fixed them up.
Exactly. Right? So they really got innovative once again.
Right. Yeah. They reinvented themselves and made it into a brand new thing.
And then this auditorium is 450 people can sit there, and it's known as XD. Wow. And it's got a 70-foot wide screen. Can you imagine that? That's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But the sound system, too, and to keep that up, but it's all, you're surrounded by the sound, aren't you?
Surround sound. We often talk about with theaters, they have that surround sound system, and to have 60 of them, now you're like really surrounded, just all over
That's
speakers.
True. You know, like even at home, like my television is just right in front, and they only get this in front. But some people have it in their home so that the TV sound goes all around. And then, you know, you feel more like you're into it instead of just listening to what's
right
in front of you. So
yes,
surround sound is good, isn't it?
Right. I often think about my brother-in-law has a home theater.
Yeah.
So he has that beautiful setup, recliners. But you can't replicate this at home. You
can't get
60 speakers in this 70-foot wide screen at home.
Right. Well, this Belgian projector company from Belgium called Barco, they've been trying to promote what they call their Barco Escape, because that's their company name.
Yeah.
So you escape because you go to a different world. And it says it's an immersive. To be immersive means to be completely taking over everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, I am amazed by this picture, Doris.
They have a three-screen format that surrounds the audience. Now, I don't know how you can watch three screens, but it's hard to imagine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So part of this, the way that the screen is designed, you feel like you're there in that scene. And so usually we look forward, we see one screen, but when you have the other two on the sides, your peripheral vision is telling you, I'm in the mountains.
It's like you're in it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm there.
I want to go see the Sound of Music this way.
Well, I saw the Sound of Music when the people were in the front, in the middle, and we were all around it, but that was just live like that.
Right. Right.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But now they're doing it with all these films and theaters. But, you know, it says there's not very many movies that are designed for that. So now the people that make movies have to think about how to make them so that they come out more, don't they?
This is actually very common in the cinema industry. They'll have a new piece of technology. So, for instance, when 3D movies became big, there were only a handful, like Avatar,
that
could use that technology. 4D movies are the same. And I think a style like this is very good for landscapes and nature documentaries,
mm-hmm,
where you can really
where
see
the lions are coming up.
Right,
oh,
you can see
goodness
the forest. Yeah. But maybe a romantic movie that's just in a cafe wouldn't be very suitable for this.
No, but I think it would be great for a very intense suspense movie.
Well, they got so many of those crazy ones out now with people from outer space and creatures. And there's a lot of scary movies out there.
Right.
I don't know if I want to be that scared.
So for now, there aren't that many movies that can use this technology, but I could imagine in the next 10 years when there are more immersive theaters like this, you'll get more and more movies that are designed with the technology in mind.
And don't take little kids here. They'll probably get too scared.
Exactly.
I think that's too much for kids sometimes. But, you know, another thing everybody's talking about, VR on your phones, VR every place, virtual reality. What does it actually mean, virtual reality?
So virtual reality, you know, they give you some sort of goggles or another way of seeing the world, and what you're seeing isn't actually what's physically around you, but what's virtually around you, created by a computer or some kind of program.
So there's not really an animal chasing you.
Just looks like it. I see we're moving on to that too, Doris.
Right.
We're going to be talking about it.
Okay.
Are you going to make us try on those special goggles?
Right. So let's turn the page over in your magazine and look at the next part that says on page 12, virtual reality.
Virtual reality. Another innovation that could change the movie business is the much-hyped virtual reality. Filmmakers and executives have talked up the grand possibilities of storytelling through an intense, immersive experience. Many hurdles have prevented VR from going mainstream, including the lack of compelling content, and that headsets can cost thousands of dollars each. Still, Hollywood is adapting films to virtual reality video games and designing promotional tie-ins for movies to supplement marketing efforts. Some major filmmakers are making VR a part of their toolkit.
Okay, another innovation, what would be this virtual reality? And it's much hyped. Virtual reality, what does that mean?
So something that has a lot of hype, something you're excited for. I know for me, Star Wars movies, there's a Star Wars movie coming out in December, The Last Jedi.
You're hyped up.
And it's all hyped up. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh yeah, Joe's already hyped up for that movie. And it's December, so he won't stop talking about it now.
It used to be 007, you know, a long time ago. And that was pretty hyped
007,
up.
007, you're right.
Right.
Yes.
And even Superman and, you know. All those kind of movies are a little bit hyped up.
So anything that has hype, everyone's excited about it. We're all talking about it.
Well, do you remember how excited everybody got as older children and teenagers and adults for Jurassic Park movies?
Oh, yes.
They loved to see them.
That's true. So now this new innovation, they're going to try to keep changing the movie business because there's a lot of hype about this virtual reality movies. What about the filmmakers and executives? What are they talking about?
Well, they're saying that the executives have talked up the grand possibilities, so that means like incredible or really big possibilities, of storytelling through an intense, immersive experience.
Boy, you better be ready for that, I'm telling you.
I think Joe needs to explain that, Doris.
So, one of the things that's interesting here, when you go to see an IMAX movie, they say you can either watch a movie or experience a movie. Mm-hmm. And so many companies really want to lock down on experiencing a movie, like you're really in it.
Of course, you have to pay a little more.
Of course.
But you feel, sometimes, you know, like there's something like an animal, it looks like it's coming at you, or you're in the plane, it's going to crash. You feel like you're there, don't you?
Right. And even though there are all these potential future dollars to be made, there are still lots of hurdles and difficulties that companies have to get over.
That's true, because many hurdles or many difficulties that keep this from happening, they have prevented this VR from going mainstream.
Right.
Now, mainstream is what?
Mainstream is it's available everywhere and used everywhere.
Everybody does it.
And everybody does it. That's right. And it's not, you're correct, and the article's correct, it's not that popular yet, or we can't get it that often.
I'm not really sure I want to get VR. No, it's not mainstream yet, right?
Yeah.
Right. Part of it's just such a different way of making a movie. We're so used to just shooting one thing and then to all of a sudden have to shoot everything. Because VR, if I turn my head, I can look at something else that maybe the director doesn't want me to see.
Yeah, that's true. It's not easy. So it has to be very compelling content, something I want to see. I don't really want to see snakes or something coming at me, you know. I mean, but what do you want to see? You might want to see the beautiful, if you're up in the sky and see beautiful countryside from up there, that's nice too. So it depends on what you want to see.
Right. You know, for instance, Lois was mentioning that a suspense movie or a mystery would be great. Could you imagine a movie where you follow the detective and you get to look at clues?
Yeah.
Right.
Like it would really, like I'm thinking of a Sherlock Holmes movie. I would probably love it in that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be really
too scary too.
Well, it could be too scary. You would definitely have to limit your audience maybe.
You can't sleep that night when you go home, right?
Right.
But you know, these headsets for these movies, they have to have a headset that can show that, and they're not cheap.
Right now, they're very expensive. It's still new technology, and it's not easy to come across.
Right. It says that they can cost thousands of dollars for each headset.
Right, and we have a great picture on page 12. It looks like a young man is wearing one, and he has a strap. They do have a strap. I've tried them on and seen how they work, that goes around the back of your head, and you do feel like you want to hold on to it as well.
And that lady behind him is pretty excited.
Yeah, with her 3D glasses on.
Right. So it feels like you're right into the action. But just think of a headset. If you're going to have own a movie theater, and the headsets are going to cost you thousands of dollars, and you're going to need 200 movies, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
It's a big investment.
Right. Yeah, it's a big risk.
Right. But still, though, Hollywood is still adapting their films more to virtual reality video games that people can play and be a part of, interactive. People like that, too.
Right. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and then they design these promotional tie-ins for movies. How does that work out?
So they create all these different pieces of content, video games or books you can read, different ways of making money to support what's kind of a risky investment.
So this supplements the marketing efforts. In other words, if you go to this movie, then you can buy this game and you can take it home and do it at home.
Right. Well, you know, I was just watching in the summer an article on how well-received Star Wars dolls have been.
Really?
Okay, and that people, you know, it supplemented the movie. It also tied into the movie. And people that are Star Wars fans, or even if their kids aren't, they buy these dolls.
Sells.
So
they better
really
sell
done
some more
well.
Owls for Star Wars.
Yeah, I think
supplement
so.
You better get an owl that talks or does something virtual reality. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get innovative here. Right? Right? But that's what they have to do in order to, you know, to really take care of the cost, because it's very expensive. So the marketing people and the people who are designing these promotional tie-ins to connect it, those people have to be very innovative, don't they?
They have to know what people want.
Right.
Which is very difficult.
And they have to make it so that it seems real, not just fakey. Seems like you're really into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So that's what the virtual reality is. You hear a lot about it these days. And sometimes people say, that's too real for me.
Yeah, but they want to make it real, right? They don't want to make it artificial.
Right, they want you to feel like you're actually there in that moment.
So certain filmmakers, these great big companies now, they're making VR a part of what they call their toolkit.
Right. So VR, virtual reality, part of their toolkit, it means they have it available. So they can roll it out, we'll say roll it out, for maybe the next film you'll be interested in 2018.
Say a VR movie, that's right. Yes. And if they don't do that, they might get left behind. Because if you don't keep up with everything that's going on, then sometimes the younger people won't go, or pretty soon it's old, you know, old hat.
Oh, yes. You have to stay on the cutting edge of all this new technology.
It's not easy.
No.
It sure isn't. You know all about it, Doris.
Oh, boy,
it is not easy.
In business nowadays, virtual reality. Well, another thing, you know, Joe, weren't you telling me that you went to some place where the seats were moving? Did you do that?
Right, I did. I remember I got to see Jurassic World in a 4D theater where the seats rumble, and as you see a dinosaur coming up, they drop water on you.
Oh, my goodness, that's scary. Well, let's find out more of that, because we're going to read the next section. Now, it's on page 12, the second column, and it's going to talk about these motion seats.
Motion seats. At Regal LA Live, moviegoers trickle into a 3:15 p.m. screening of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in a 4DX auditorium promising an absolute cinema experience. The theater uses moving seats, plus wind, water, and odor effects to simulate what's happening on the screen. The seats pull back and rumble as Drax the Destroyer takes a flying leap at an alien foe. When something explodes, simulated smoke fills the theater. The idea of 4DX, created by South Korean company CJ4DPlex Co., is to make people feel as if they're part of the action. A California-based company called MediaMation makes its own competing version of the motion seat technology called MX4D. While popular in Asia, the technology has spread slowly in the U.S., partly because of the cost. Still, MediaMation CEO Daniel Jamel says the idea is catching on with moviegoers who want an experience that they can't get at home.
Well, we talked about nice, easygoing seats that make you recline a little bit, but these motion seats, that's something else, isn't it, Lois?
It certainly is. I have never done this. It does sound incredible. I want to do it, but I just never thought this technology would be in my lifetime.
Right. Well, no, you said, Joe, that happened to you. What did you say? What movie were you seeing?
It's all Jurassic World.
Oh, my goodness.
And so if you can imagine, there are scenes where maybe the characters are in a car, and
yes,
all of a sudden, as the car shifts, your seat shifts. As the car rumbles, your seat rumbles.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and what did you say was coming at you?
Oh, and so, you know, maybe it's starting to rain, and they'll let out just a little bit of mist into the theater. So you feel like, oh, no, is there a dinosaur next to me?
Oh, my goodness. You felt like that, kind of?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Was that in Asia or in America?
That was in Asia.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
I love how it also says it has odor effects.
Oh, yeah.
Odor, like incredible.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So if you're allergic to things, you better not go. or if you have heart trouble, I don't think you should go.
I think what's amazing is you used to see things like this at, like, Disney World. They had something called Star Tours.
That's true.
Same
kind
of thing. Yeah. And the idea you can get that now at a movie theater.
I know it. Well, at this Regal in L.A., live moviegoers, people that go there, they trickle in. It means they're not very many people. Trickle just means slowly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For the screening of the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Now, that is a very scary movie anyway, sure. And this is, it's a 4DX auditorium. And that provides what we call an absolute cinema experience. What is it like?
Right. And so it's an absolute cinema experience. So not just visually immersive, but immersive in every kind of way possible.
And what does it say that?
Well, it says you're going to get an absolute experience because you're going to have moving seats plus wind, water, and odor effects to simulate what's happening on the screen. Now, I have been in a movie theater where they warm up the theater, like something's happening, maybe a remake of The Towering Inferno or whatever, and all of a sudden the theater gets warmer.
Really? Oh,
and that's quite something because it does make you feel, ooh, what's happening now?
Well, and the seats here pull back and they rumble and make it as Drax the Destroyer takes a flying leap at an alien foe. Wow. And then when something explodes, this simulated, it's not real smoke, but it seems like it fills the theater. And this idea that the 4DX was created by a South Korean company, wasn't it? It tells you what it is here, and that makes people feel like they're part of the action. But in California,
they
have a media motion company. Tell us about them.
So this MediaMation makes its own competing version of the motion seat technology called MX4D.
So if you go to a movie, you have to say, this is MX4D. You have to know what that means.
Yes. And so there are all these companies that are trying to use this, and it's popular in Asia, but not as popular in the United States, it seems.
Because it costs too much, huh? And the Asians love to go to the theater, and they've always liked to go out and see drama in the villages, and it's kind of part of the culture, isn't it?
Right, it's a communal experience.
Right, right. But the MediaMation CEO, Daniel Gemma, what does he say?
He says that the idea is catching on with moviegoers who want an experience that they can't get at home.
Well, they certainly can't get it at home. Isn't that right?
Right.
That's right. And I can see especially younger movie theater goers really wanting this and eventually demanding it.
Mm-hmm. So when you go to a movie, look and see whether it has a 4DX or VR or whatever it is, but enjoy it and also enjoy the food. If you can get something nice to eat while you're having your movie, go there for supper.
Sounds great.
Right.
So that's what we're going to be expecting in the next level in theaters. Find one nearby and take someone out this Saturday. Okay?
Ooh, sounds fun.
Go experience a movie.
Okay. See you next time with another lesson coming up. And thanks for being with us every day. And thanks for you coming, Lois and Joe.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.